You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another edition of the City Kitty Podcast.
What up?
We got all the kitties in the house. Last week we had a kitty missing and we have missed her.
Ronnie is back
in the house.
Yes.
Ronnie's back.
Good to see you.
I'm happy to be here.
I ain't seen you.
It's been a long week.
Where you been?
You've been working.
I did a little bit of both. I did a little bit of vacationing in Vegas for my homegirl Nicole's birthday.
Okay.
Me, her, and my girl Alicia went out there. I did comedy while I was out there.
How was it?
You know, it was cool. It was.
I seen you and Shiny D did something together.
I came back Friday morning at 6 a.m. I flew back in from Vegas and I pulled out at 8 a.m. Me and Shiny D went to St. Louis.
Okay.
And we had three shows there.
How was that?
It was dope. Really nice.
Really nice club.
Really nice people. Shout out to Jesse Taylor. Cool dude. I'm talking about super cool. And the Laugh Lounge out there. Real nice spot. They got these daiquiris. I'll tell y'all about that. I don't even drink them. And I slipped up on the last night and had some daiquiri. And yeah. So, yeah.
The daiquiri took you down.
It didn't take me down. Well.
But it made you shimmy.
Yeah, it made you shimmy. I was a little razzle dazzle.
It made you shimmy.
but I had a good time out there. Like I said, I'm happy to be back.
Yeah.
With City Kitties and
we are happy to have you.
Kicking on
back.
A Tuesday.
What's been going on, Judge? How was your weekend?
My weekend was good, man. I'm blessed. The sun is out today. I'm on the podcast. It's our third show.
I'm feeling good.
I got my edges, got my hair done.
She looking good. I wish y'all could see all lips.
I'm feeling good. You know
what
I'm saying? Yes, edges right. African braided my hair.
Let me let y'all see Judge.
Yes.
Let me see Judge. Can y'all see Judge?
10 hours.
Girl, 10 hours.
Girl.
I did a full shift.
But that's why
it was worth it, though.
That's why I go to them.
It was worth it.
I go to them, so I don't do 10 hours.
Yeah, but it was only one.
My hair got braided. They braided my hair in 3 hours.
Oh, yeah, they did a good job. But it was multiple people.
Two people.
See, I only had one.
Yeah, those are cute. They frame your face and everything.
You.
I just want to say, nice.
Looking good today.
Like, I don't know why.
Yeah.
Well, my weekend was pretty good. I featured at Mark Ridley's this weekend.
Yeah, I've seen it.
It was cool. Shout out to the host, Marv Barnett, and Jeff Bordart.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, people. Hey, Jeff Bodart. We featured at, that was my first time featuring, so it was cool. I had a good time out there in Royal Oak, so, you know, I can't complain. And I got to do a little lift after that, made me some money. So it was like money on money on money weekend.
Yeah, they be getting drunk out there in Royal Oak. They be needing lift all the time.
I know. The downfall to lift being a lift driver is I be wanting to get drunk too. I be like, it's hard. I drink at the same time they drink. What you want me to do?
Dang.
Did I ever tell you about my, thing with the Lyft driver.
What happened?
Hey y'all, welcome.
The Lyft driver picked me up, and I was like, by then I had got drunk and wanted to keep the party going.
Mm-hmm.
But the Lyft driver was supposed to take me home. But the Lyft driver was like, shit, I'm gonna turn my Lyft off, and me and Lyft drank a fifth. Oh, I ain't make it to work that day.
Mm. You and a Lyft driver drunk a fifth?
Yes, we did. Yes,
did she still charge you for the ride?
Yeah, the bitch did. And I got her some food, too.
Did you give her a good recommendation or whatever?
I don't remember. All I know is I didn't make it to work the next day, and she charged me, and we ate Coney Island, and I bought the drink.
Damn, y'all was in a full-fledged relationship.
It was a nice time.
Yeah, y'all had a full-fledged relationship.
We was best friends for about 3 hours riding around in the Lyft.
Well, if you wasn't tuning in last week, we're just going to give you a quick summary real quick, that of our show last week. We still got situations going on in the Dominican Republic where people are drinking the Kool-Aid and they are dying.
People are still dying.
Yeah, they are still dying.
And people are still going.
And people are, that is very.
I had a guy that went today.
With they dumb ass.
One of my homeboys went today out of Atlanta. He went today
dumb
talking about
he's
going to take his own liquor.
How about just not go?
What if it's not even the liquor?
What's the big deal about going to the DR? I mean, why people want to play Russian roulette with their lives?
So
for a beach.
So are we at
this
point? Are we at this point
with
vacation? We like, I'm not finna waste my ticket money.
Period.
First of all, Dominican ain't tacos. That's Mexico.
Oh, okay. Look, you know, I ain't
Dominican is mamawana.
So is that,
that's the drink, mamawana. That's what's fucking them up.
Oh, well, I don't know, but whatever it is, we want y'all to just.
That's the drink they make over there. It's just like brandy and wine and fruit and it's nasty. Fuck your guts up.
I sound brandy and wine would mess my guts up. So what we were telling y'all from last week, basically, before we wrap up the summer kick-up, is that we want y'all to be safe and get, like, refundable on your tickets.
And be smart.
And be smart. Just get a refund on them tickets.
It's okay to not go.
It is very okay.
Stop being a dumbass, people. Please and thank you.
And we also want to say, I just wanted to ask you this real quick while you was here. What did you think? Because we did talk about the fact that girls like to travel by themselves. And we just wanted to tell the ladies, like, be careful and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. But we do know ladies like to travel. And are you one of them kind of chicks that like to travel with, like, by yourself? Or are you okay with piling up in a room?
The room thing, I can do, like, 4 people to a room. That's still a lot for me. Because I like the bathroom time. I use the
4
bathroom.
4 people to a room?
Yeah.
No, that's fine. I'm good with that, too.
I can handle that, but that's still a lot to me.
Okay.
I'm fine with... See, I got one friend that don't mind. We can stack up in that bitch. Uh-huh. And I got one friend that be like, nah, bitch, it's only... Nah.
That's me.
It's only 2 of us. I'm not sharing no room with nobody else. So with me, I don't need to pile up and do all that. 4 is enough.
I was telling Melanie, we can stack up like Pringles. That's the type of person I am. And I like to get naked. So, like, I don't give a damn. I like that y'all can be in there. I walk around like I'm a buck 25, period.
See? Yeah.
I did, you know, a buck 20.
A buck 25.
125. I'm hanging and slanging.
I was hanging and, oh, you send me swinging.
And Melanie said as soon as she would have seen you one nipple, she was swinging. Getting her all wrong.
What would you do?
Are you offended by that? I'm not going to trip. If I see them big old titties, I'm not going to trip.
I feel good about that, then. I appreciate you on that.
I'm going to be like, okay, sis, Wakanda forever. You know, that's life. That's what we do. That we girls, you know?
Yeah. So, listen, we're going to talk about our, we have a segment, what we like to call Kitty Litter.
Kitty Litter, that's when Kitty we get litter. All in that old gossip, see what these folks out here doing.
See what's
these celebrities
going
on. That I really don't care about, but... Everybody else does, so I have to talk about it I don't care about celebrities. I don't know what they're doing.
It depends on what celebrity on it is.
I don't even know. I don't know who reality stars is. Shawnee D had to tell me what Cash Doll's importance is.
I love Cash Doll.
I love everybody.
I just thought she was a rat that...
That made it. Most of us are.
I'm not interested.
Okay.
So, but we gonna get the people interested. We talking about the BET Awards. Did you watch the BET Awards?
I did. They were. I have ambivalent feelings about it. If you guys don't know what ambivalent mean, Google it. You know, I just feel like it was good and it was bad.
Like it was the best
you
of times.
Want me, you
it
want
was
know
the
my
worst of times. That's what I was gonna say. What's your highlight? Like
my highlight was little fucking Kim.
That was my highlight.
I love Little Kim. Listen, she's going to always be the queen. I don't give a damn who is proclaiming to be the queen. As long as Little Kim is alive and she come out the way she do, she going to be the queen. Mary J, I love Mary J, but Mary J was tied in the fucker. Did you see her?
But that's classic
Mary J.
Mary J
was not, no, she was not high. No.
She don't do that
not
no more.
High, I said tired.
Oh, tired.
Oh, tired.
She was out of breath.
She 50.
Yeah, she was out of breath.
She 50. And Little Kim... Looked like she was one breath away from passing out.
But she did it.
She did it, though. She did it. But that's her husky voice, though.
She did it,
No, bitch, that bitch is out of breath. I'm sorry.
Facebook, did anybody watch the BET Awards? If you did, chime in and let us know what your highlight is.
Yeah, what y'all think about that? Yes.
Call in to the call-in number, 248-809-5004.
Again, that call-in number is 248-809-5004.
Ronnie Gibbs did it like like
call me now.
Yeah, like she was on the set show. Like, listen, again, you know what I'm saying? Call at 2 o'clock in the morning. Hey. If you didn't get the number, it's 248-809-5004. And all of a sudden, you just hear Teddy like, turn them off!
Like, Randy said, Lil' Kim looked like Elastigirl.
But you know what? My other favorite part of the BET Awards was Cardi B. Listen, Cardi B has proven that she is a real entertainer right now. She practiced really hard. Her choreography was good. Her husband's choreography was good. I was proud of Cardi B.
Cardi B did. Can we talk about Lizzo?
I like Lizzo big
ass. Can we talk about Lizzo did her thing?
Guess who don't even know who the fuck Lizzo is?
You would love Lizzo. Lizzo is a Lizzo. I'm about to tell you why. She's a very voluptuous, heavy-set woman who does not give a damn. She loves who she is, and she's embracing it. And so
why would I like it? You trying to say I like fat bitches that don't give a fuck?
No, because you like confident women. You know what I'm saying? Me and you come from the same place. You know, we come from this weight, you know, this weight struggle, and we know how I feel to be big and people to look down on you or think you a certain type of way, but Lizzo, show you, like, listen, we don't give a damn. We still get men. We still look good. Stomach and all, fupas and all.
Shout out to Lizzo.
Like, yeah. Lizzo did her thing. Let me tell you something. Lizzo twerked and played the flute.
Sure did.
Okay, she's at the same time. Talented. Like, she twerked and played the flute.
I won't try to be quiet.
What you call that? What she fupa? Have on? With a fupa, but her outfit. With like
it was a leotard.
A one-piece leotard.
Ass flatter than a sidewalk.
I saw her. I didn't know who she was. I didn't know her name. Like, I was at the show, and they had it on at the bar, the sidebar.
Okay.
And I was trying to watch a little bit. I did watch Mary, and Mary is always Mary to me. What I really enjoyed about Mary on the BET Awards.
She looked damn good, didn't she?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Mary's 50 plus, and I think. Good. I think she's over 50.
Look good.
But what I liked about Mary, how she took whatever what was a negative.
Mm-hmm.
They dogged her out about her dancing.
Mm-hmm.
They dogged her out about her dancing. And they choreographed that and had all the dancers.
Uh-huh. Doing what she
doing what Mary do. Yeah. I thought that was dope.
That's dope. That's classic.
I thought that was dope.
That's classic Mary. Hey, Heather Kyles. How you doing? Heather Kyles said, what's up, everybody?
Hey, Heather.
Hey.
That's like classic Mary. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's classic dope Mary.
And then she
you know?
Brought on Method Man. He was looking finer than a fucker.
Can we just?
Finer?
Just stop. Don't say nothing.
We just need a moment of silence.
We need a moment of silence.
Okay.
For fine ass Method Man.
Here we go.
Yes, now when he get that fine, cause he wasn't fine when it was Method Man and Red Man.
They was looking peculiar.
I've always been in love with Method Man. Always.
Really?
He liked the dude next door.
That's the problem.
That's who don't like that. I like a rah rah rah.
How you say? First of all, I'm not gonna lie. I was attracted to Method Man when he had the glass eye. You know what I'm saying?
Really?
I still, cause you know what? I like a scruff face. You know what I'm saying?
It wasn't a scruffiness. I just saw the man that was
beneath the whole.
Underneath all of that. Well, I seen the man that came out yesterday, and he was finer than a fuck.
He was fine.
Men get better, look better with age.
Yeah.
Also, something that was any other highlights that y'all have from the hold on. We cannot say nothing.
Snoop.
Before Snoop, we cannot say anything.
I didn't see Snoop
without giving a shout out. To Nipsey Hussle, who was not there to receive his award, and just seeing his family,
right,
and all that. So we just always want to give a shout out. Rest in peace, Nipsey Hussle. Nipsey Hussle, the great, you know.
But what about his crazy ass mama, though?
I'm not gonna comment on that because I ain't got time for the rolling 60s.
Let me get his number one more time.
Oh my goodness.
The calling number again, since y'all asking, 248-809-5004. Again, that is 248-809-5004.
So here's the thing. I'm not afraid of the rolling 60s, but I do come in peace, love, and happiness. But I have to just say how I feel. Mama was up there tripping. She was tripping so bad that Daddy had to tell her, can you move?
Okay, well, let me say this. Coming from someone who is mourning and grieving with the loss of my father and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know how someone handles grief. You don't know. We don't know. We don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's our job. What I had to learn to do with myself and people in my family is learn to be patient and be understanding.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know how someone is grieving.
That's
you don't
true.
Know what they're going through. So we might think, oh, she's talking crazy. It's this, that, and the other. If you talk to me on a lot of days,
mm-hmm.
going through what I'm going through,
mm-hmm.
I sound crazy as hell.
Yeah.
You can ask my friend who I called up at 5:20 this morning, rambling just out of my mind. Just,
well, at least you admit it.
You just don't know.
That you sound crazy.
Grief is something to go through. Y'all don't, if you ain't been through it, you wouldn't understand.
Yeah.
248, hold on, the number is 248. I know it was backwards. I was trying. I didn't realize that. It's 248-809-5004.
Oh, you wrote it wrong.
I had wrote it backwards because I didn't realize when I wrote it and you put it right here
oh.
that it makes a difference. Yeah, and that is very true. You know what I'm saying? But the sad reality of it is, it's like when you on a public platform, unfortunately, that's why you have pubs because you that's honestly, you know,
yeah.
Things are different when you on a.
But like real talk, who gives a about being called crazy.
But that's kind of where it came from.
You ain't going through what she's going through. That's true.
Yeah. But at the same time, you on BET Awards talking about some lady who got some big titties that looked like she was about to fall over. Like, what was she talking about? Like, that's the thing. Like, whether her son was alive or not alive, she's a little off.
We have a caller on the phone.
What's up, Mel?
Oh, I'm sorry. Hello. How you doing?
How you doing, Mel? This is Alan.
Hi, Alan.
I wanted to call and talk about what you guys were just talking about.
Okay, go ahead. What's up?
So I want to just say real quick that I think the big issue is that a lot of people just don't understand spirituality.
Okay.
And for me, watching Nipsey's mom, I completely understood what she was saying.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the other spiritual community, she's just coming from a more spiritual aspect about how the soul, it never dies. And so to a lot of people who have different foundations, they hear jibber, 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 thinking she's going crazy. But what she was making a valid point is, it's no time to cry because the soul never dies. And that's kind of the thing that she was saying. And she's been saying that over and over and over again.
Come on, Alan.
But when you don't understand and you're listening through like Christian ears or Baptist ears or Pentecostal ears, you think she's losing her mind. But as a wise woman who understands spirituality, she knows her son had a purpose and that eventually his life would not be here anymore because he had a bigger purpose to serve. Okay. And I think that's what that's about. So,
come on, Alan.
Also added in there that she's mourning.
That's right. That's right. And that was my take from it. Yes, she didn't sound like she was all together and she was rambling and this, that, and the third. But you have to understand, exactly. She has a whole different level of spirituality than a lot of us can see. A lot of us don't understand. We aren't there yet. We're not on that level. And on top of being spiritual like that, she is mourning. She is mourning. That's what people have to understand. Until you've been there, you don't understand. Thanks for calling in, Alan.
Thank you, Alan.
Thank you so much, Mel. Good to be listening, you guys. I'm enjoying the show.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Alan kicked the bobos, but what was also noticeably different about the BET Awards was the absence of a lot of celebrities, because Mike Epps got married. They was at Mike Epps' wedding.
Really? Yeah. Did he get married to a black woman or white woman?
Black woman.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. This is he got married. So congratulations to Mike Epps who got married.
Snoop was there. That's why, and Snoop got the Gospel of the Year award.
What about Tyler Perry? Did y'all hear that speech that he gave?
He did. How can we gloss over Tyler Perry?
Tyler Perry was remarkable yesterday. He just talked about black excellence and how when you are not afforded an opportunity to get through a door, make your own door. You know what I'm saying? Stop begging these people from other races for an opportunity and make your own opportunity. Stop making excuses and start making solutions. And Tyler Perry definitely spoke on that and made me feel proud to be a black woman and a black person, period.
Tyler Perry did you watch the speech, Ronnie?
I did catch a little bit of it. Y'all don't get on me.
But he was looking like Madea, though. Wasn't he looking like Madea?
When he get passionate, he goes straight Madea.
To Madea. He was looking just like
Madea. But the speech was definitely empowering and it follows in the spirit, like we said, that kind of encuffs on the spirit of, you know, Nipsey Hussle. You know what I'm saying? So, and more people are coming out the shadows and not being afraid to be like, oh, I have a black homie or this is what I'm doing. So they're not afraid anymore. A lot of people were kind of afraid and in the shadows. But I do love the highlight of his speech, though, is when he said that the studio and the ground that he built was a battleground for Confederate soldiers and to enslave people, and now he is one man, black man, that owns it. So I think that is.
I thought that was dope.
Definitely
was dope.
Shout out
to Tyler Perry doing his thing.
And hiring and employing so many black people where Hollywood was not able to do that or wasn't willing to do so. So shout out to him.
How'd y'all think Regina did as a host?
Oh, they did great. Oh, my bad. I didn't know my phone was flipped the other way. My bad. Leave me alone.
Regina, how she do as a host?
I liked them. I like their little energy together. They were cute.
Who was it?
They did it together? It was they?
Her and Taraji.
Because didn't her and Taraji do a lot of stuff together?
Oh, I
don't know. I remember the beginning they did the butt.
Oh, yeah, okay. I thought she was pretty cute.
I saw a little clip of that.
So overall, BET Awards was good?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It was a lot of stuff I didn't understand. Like I said, I didn't watch that much, but it was a lot of loves there.
Lil's like who?
Lil baby, lil dirt, lil baby, lil dog.
Ooh, lil cat.
Lil cat. Yeah, it was a lot of lil's. I don't listen to music with a lot of lil's in it.
Right.
You're so stupid. Well, we are going to, we did a little kickoff. We are going to jump into our topic for today. Introduction of today's topic. Well, Lil Duval again has one of the hottest songs in the country.
What is it called?
It is called Black Men Don't Cheat.
Really?
Yes.
How'd it go?
I know the course is Black Men Don't Cheat.
He know he lying.
So So he has did a topic on Black Men Don't Cheat. And I've been seeing a lot on Facebook where, and I've recently had my own back and forth with somebody who told me that Black Men Don't Cheat. And we went kind of back and forth with it. And I just wanted to know, like, to me, honestly, you know, I'm like, the lies you tell. You know what I'm saying?
The lies.
But I'm kind of like, is it a mantra? Is it a statement? Is this the narrative that we're trying to give off? Because I know this is not all factual. You know what I'm saying?
Whatever it is, I just hope that if, I just hope that they follow it. Because currently, they're cheating. They're cheating on everybody. Themselves, their wives, their kids, their side chicks, everybody. So when I see that, I just laugh. Because I know black men cheat. Hell, every black man I know cheat or cheated or on their way to cheat in. So watch yourself.
A black man don't cheat? Like, talking about, no, we don't.
Lies.
Aaron said, yes, we do. You damn right you do.
You damn skippy, y'all cheat. For no reason, either. You're you know that? Right. They cheat for no reason.
You cheat like what? You damn
that
right.
Sounded personal, ma'am.
For no reason.
It's not, it ain't personal.
She said, Aaron, yes, you do. You damn right you do. That sound like, well, I'm going, hello.
Yeah, now, why they sitting up here lying like this?
She said, yes, they do.
Kitties, no, why they sitting up here lying like this? What's this about?
Well, I'm going to tell you what I think it's about. Think it's about getting a hit record. Now, here's the thing. If you're doing it and you hope it creates the conversation that black men don't cheat, but somehow some of them are real delusional and in their mind. I do think it's some that don't. You know what I'm saying?
Like
but,
what? Like 10% of 100?
First of all, y'all got to understand what y'all saying. Aaron, give me that number again. Because Aaron, I don't know why. Aaron, you about to
piss
me off.
Well, we got some slow viewers.
Aaron, this is the fifth time I done gave you the number. Now, you didn't ask.
Come on,
again. What's the number?
Because you done asked me, too. Like,
what's wrong with Aaron?
248-8-
Hooked on Phonics?
09-5004. And the topic is Black Men Don't Cheat. And you never know who might drop into the podcast. Uh-oh. Because we actually now have a black man in the studio.
Yeah.
So that he like can tell cheater. Us about okay, black
on,
men.
Hold on before he not get cheating. On. Let me say my speech. Okay. I know once he get on, we about to go.
Okay.
No. Okay, so no. Huh? Black man. The black man does not cheat. The black man does not cheat. The black man does not cheat.
Okay. But what?
She know who do.
The nigga.
Yep.
The boy.
Mm-hmm.
The immature
species of the black culture.
Of the black culture.
Cheats.
The black man does not cheat.
Oh, okay.
Bam. So that lets I love me, y'all.
So that
black
lets
men.
Me know that they're just. Hmm. Oh, hold on, Wesley's. Oh, okay. So let me do two things at one time. So, one, I'm going to introduce our special guest in the building. It is comedian D. Jones.
Woo!
Give it up for D. Jones, everybody.
Hello.
Comedian
hello.
D. Jones.
D. Jones
hello,
just
hello.
Came in.
Black men
What's
don't
up,
cheat.
People? What up, though? I was called a cheater as soon as I sat down.
You look like a cheater. It's all
you
in your eyes.
You don't even know me, lady.
It's in your eyes.
Woman?
They're too buck.
Woman?
You cheat. For sure.
Because I have
what's
buck
wrong with
eyes.
His
ass? That's right. He look like a cheater.
You look like a cheater. You got the cheating braids.
Uh-huh.
Them
you
cheating
know
braids.
You cheat with the cheating gum chewing.
That's right.
That's what cheaters do. They chew that gum like that.
You know it.
So Wesley said, if all black men cheat, are the women they cheat with cheaters too?
You know what?
No,
why everybody want to turn it around? Let's stay to the subject.
We're specifically
talking about
men.
Black men. This is not a black women cheat.
Let D. Jones
speak
his piece.
You
and
were
then
absolutely
we'll
right, Ronnie. That.
Oh, hold on. We have a caller.
Hold that pot, cheater.
Put that caller on hold, please. Let D. Jones get his.
Yeah, okay.
Put that caller on hold.
You were absolutely right. Black men don't cheat, but little boys do. People have not. Been mature yet, they cheat.
Mm-hmm.
This is a new movement. I can't say black men didn't always cheat.
Okay. When they stop?
About 2-3 months ago. We stopped about 2
If you don't know, that's
recent.
Now, so you're not helping my,
no.
You're not helping me.
Thank you. But
no, wait. I know some faithful married men. A lot of my friends have been faithful, have been great fathers, have been great husbands to their wives, never cheated. Sure, we get tested. Mm-hmm. You know, the crazy part is I've been hit on more by married women this year than I've been hit on in my life by married women.
That is very interesting. Let's get to our caller. Who's our caller on the line? Caller? Hi, caller. Are you there?
What's going on?
Cheater!
You've been cheating on before.
Hey, look, all the time. I already know who it is. It's Aaron.
Uh-oh.
Aaron.
What's going on?
Everybody, man, don't say nothing. Go ahead, Mel.
What's up? Speak your piece.
We're going to let you handle this
call. There's your people here.
So what do you got to say about black men not cheating?
Oh, man. I done grew up, man. And growing up kind of make a nigga be honest.
Okay.
Nigga, I ain't never been faithful.
Period.
Period.
I could have told you that. You couldn't even get the number.
I'm not saying
he's a nigga, though. That's a nigga calling.
I'm just saying. This is cheater. What's going on, fam?
What up, though?
Man, ain't nothing.
Comedian Aaron Lamar.
I know who
this
is.
I'm going to keep it a motherfucking buck, man. I'm going to keep it a buck. I done cheated on every motherfucker I dated for a long
time. Now, why? Can you tell us why you
and
cheat?
That's exactly why herpes is making a comeback that it is.
That's because. I'm not going to say it's because of immaturity. I'm going to just say because I did what the fuck I wanted to do. I think I spoke too soon in the heat of whatever me and her was going through. I shouldn't have said that I really liked. I should have just said that I like right now.
Well, let me ask you a question, Aaron.
Are you apologizing on the air?
Are you apologizing to Mel? You apologizing to Mel right now?
You apologize to me? I'm screaming.
I don't even feel comfortable.
So for our viewers that's watching on Instagram and Facebook, we just want to tell you what Aaron said. Aaron said he cannot lie. He has cheated in every relationship he's been in.
But wait, I got to ask him a question.
We're so happy he's being honest.
I got to ask him a question. Because you like judgmental in here.
I'm Judge Miles, in case you didn't know.
Okay, fine. Whatever.
Mm-hmm. Cheater.
Don't call me a cheater. So... The Bible say when you a child, you think like a child, right?
Here we go.
But when you become a man, you put away childish things. So have you put that away yet, brother?
Hold on, one more time. Say that again.
Have you stopped cheating?
Did you become a man and stop cheating?
Well, I've been a man.
No. Not you cheat. You giving us a bad rap, man.
Okay.
You was a nigga. You a nigga.
And you still a nigga. Thank you for calling us, Ann, with your nigga ass. Hang up.
Even Ronnie trying to go for us.
I'm trying to help you.
Yeah.
You're making it worse.
Don't call in. You can lie.
You can't help them black men cheat.
He was proving my point.
All right. So, Damon, which is my homeboy, I ran into and met out in Vegas from the D. What up, Damon? He said, men cheat 3 miles. Women treat 13,000 miles.
See, here they go. They always want to bring the women.
We ain't got to bring. We could talk about us.
Mm-hmm. Please do.
We could talk about us. How many times you been cheated on, baby? Because you seem bitter.
Okay, I'm not bitter.
Sounds like a bitter Becky.
I'm not a bitter bitch, but I am a realist, okay? And here's the thing that I know. I'm really, like how Ronnie says, we're both men, but in this case, she's acting like the girl today. Because what I know is this. We are not made to be monogamous. We're the only species on this earth that has to be with one person. You don't see bears just being with one little bear. That's not what we do.
Wait,
and it's so hard.
Wait,
can I just finish this?
Okay, go ahead.
Not only is it hard, but it's more women in the world than it is men. So they have the pick of the litter, and you have women that's throwing themselves at you. So yes, it's hard for men on top of it being innately inside of you. Boom.
Okay.
That's true.
Boom.
Okay, Ronnie.
Two things. I'm going to go back to that, what you just said. Men maturing. I've seen men that have started off real rough, real rocky in their relationship, in their marriages, and became the greatest man that you can imagine. My father was that. Mm-hmm. I met my mom and daddy, boy, he had hoes, and she did too. Okay? He did. He was fucking the neighbors, you know? Like, he really didn't care, you know? He was out here. But as soon as he decided to grow up and be a man, from that day forward, I remember the date, but from that day forward in June of 1992, him and my mother never had those issues ever again. And he became the husband and the man and the father and the leader that he always should have been anyway.
Yep.
So I believe that with growth and time, you can change, and all men aren't cheaters. You know, and sometimes it ain't them. It's you, woman. It's you.
Let
me ask about this monogamy thing.
Okay, go ahead.
So, like you said, we are the only species that
are forced to be with one person.
But that's just this culture.
Right.
Because in other cultures, you can have as many wives as you want.
Exactly.
So, here, when you get in a relationship, mm-hmm. do you come to an agreement that maybe he can have multiple girlfriends?
No, I am a part of this culture, so I'm going to stay with monogamy. But at the end of the day, when it happens, yeah, I'm a little hurt, but I'm not shocked. I'm never shocked.
So would you be opposed to dating a man and he has another girlfriend?
Yes, because I don't want to be number two, but I know what it is.
So let me.
But you don't have to be number two. Just find the right dude, or he had a right dude.
Let me say this. Let me give my say. So basically, it is kind of talking about does monogamy exist and everything like that. To me, I think you do what's right and best for you. Because mm-hmm. there's some people, and as we're talking about people cheating, I'm kind of with Ronnie. It comes with growth and maturity, and it also comes with like your moral balance. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Maybe a lot had to do with because they were in a church, you know what I'm saying? And maybe mm-hmm. that kind of changed, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But definitely I do believe that growth and maturity is something that happens. I'm like, I want it to become a mantra and I want it to become a movement that this is what we're looking at. But the reality is to me, I'll never say, but I don't want you to cheat, but in the back of my mind, I know I kind of expect
it. Yeah, but like I said,
you know
it's a brand new movement. So we got to give it some time. Like, don't just downplay it.
I'm talking about new.
No, okay, new. It's about a year old people have been saying this.
Okay.
So give it some time. Like, the whole Me Too movement, you know what I'm saying? We respect it.
You know what? That's apples and oranges. That is apples.
I'm just saying it's a movement.
Okay.
And you can't say nothing against them or you be ostracized.
That is true. So do you think that having an open relationship lessens the chances of infidelity?
Yeah, because how you gonna commit infidelity if it's open?
See, infidelity just
sex
is so much more, and that's what people get confused at. Marriage just ain't about me being monogamous. There's so many more things you can do wrong in marriage outside of sleeping with someone else. And that's what you have to understand. Marriage, do I believe that I believe in open marriage. And the reason I believe in that, because I believe in honesty. Mm-hmm. I believe in honesty. I'm not saying, okay, you go out here and sleep with whoever you want to mm-hmm. and do whatever you want to do. No, but I'm saying we will communicate. We will talk. Mm-hmm. These things wouldn't happen if you're open and you're honest with your mate. Mm-hmm. And if, guess what? I also believe that I am 30 years old, okay? Uh-huh. And I don't think that if I met a man today that I wouldn't cross paths with someone else that I had a connection with later on in my life sometime. So I believe in
believe in a third. So you believe in it's okay to bring somebody else into the fold?
No, I believe in treat me so good, I don't know and I don't care.
So you just don't want to, you don't want to know.
You don't want to know.
I want a man that's honest with me, that's understanding, that's open enough that we can communicate. I also want a man that loves me so much that I would never even suspect, doubt, think you couldn't bring it to me.
No, I'm
treat me so good.
I'm confused.
I won't believe
so
it.
I mean open as in an open
relationship.
As in you can
entertain. A poly relationship.
I'm talking about a poly.
Think open marriage is just sleeping with other people, and it's not that.
No, yeah, but that's
so many
talking
other
about.
Things you can do wrong.
There's a big difference between open relationship and poly.
No, it's poly. What we're saying is
huge.
Okay, so let me back this up. What I mean by open, I mean open in the sense of sexually open. Because most of the time, when you open it up, it's sexually.
Sexual.
It's not, you know what I'm saying? And rather I get committed. And even if I have an open relationship enough to fall in love with somebody emotionally, that's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about you and your husband, and then y'all have and he completely has another woman that he spend time with, he kick it with. Y'all, you know what I'm saying? And y'all, or you can go do whatever you want to do.
As long
and y'all
as
can
long,
kick it with.
As
That's
long
what I'm saying.
As we are honest and it's an even playing field.
So let me ask y'all this question.
I'm not saying about me, but that's any marriage. Marriage is what you make your marriage. I don't go by anybody else's rules. So, but if I meet a man that says he's okay and this is what he wants and that I agree to this, then this is what we'll work on.
Let me ask y'all this question. Do y'all have a problem with a single man dating multiple women?
No, he's single.
You're single.
Okay, good.
Okay, so here's my take on it. So you asked the question, does an open relationship lessen the chances of infidelity? I believe that it lessens the chances of infidelity for the simple fact that it's open. You're in an open relationship so that you are not lying. That's why most people take part in that. So I can come to my man and be like, listen, I really want to fuck Thomas. And, you know, he can be like, okay, well, I really been wanting to fuck his wife. And we could be like, okay, cool, let's
go. Those are swingers. Let's go.
But it's still open. It's still open. You know what I mean? We're being honest with one another and saying what we want to do. There's no restrictions as long as we're being honest. I can go out and have my fun and come back to him. He can go back and have his fun. And you know, most people who are in an open relationship, like they say, allegedly, Will Smith and his wife or Monique and her husband, they're doing fine. They've been together for years.
But then you got DeVoe and his wife, and then they talked about it. And that's why I asked, because it was very interesting, because he was like, they were doing an open marriage and it almost destroyed their marriage. You know what I'm saying? Because after that, it was so other stuff started happening and it was other trust issues, because now you're bringing other people involved in the situation. It's not just y'all two. So now you have somebody else on the side catching feelings. So now you have, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And to me, like Ronnie was saying, it's not just about that. Because to me, once you start having sex with somebody, now you kind of, y'all start connecting, because you connected with that one enough to, you know, to do whatever you're going to do. But my thing is, he said it on my show, because to me, I believe now it's creating a trust issue.
Mm-hmm.
Because what if you start connected with the sad person? Stop telling.
The topic is black men don't cheat.
So of the four people that I was, of the four couples that I know that are in open relationship, and not like just the guy going, oh, no, baby, I'm in an open marriage. It's cool. Okay. No, like I know the husband, I know the wife.
Open relationship.
Of four of them that I know, all four of them, the guys, you could call it cheating.
Uh-huh.
To the core question about, you know, does it eliminate infidelity? No, it doesn't eliminate it, because they still go off and do things without telling the other person for a variety of reasons. You know, whether it's one person is a little more out there and a little more open than the other person, and they don't want their significant other getting jealous. They don't want, you know, they want to catch flack with, well, why are you always out with these four other women instead of me, or these three other guys instead of me, that kind of stuff. So no, I don't think it eliminates it. It might cut down on it. But
it lessens it, like the question says.
I don't think that.
Black men don't cheat.
But hold on, I'm with Dane, because I think it lessens infidelity, but I think it increases trust issues. Because, like you said, at the end of the day, if I'm in an open relationship and this is my husband, and say, just like y'all dating again. So the guy I might be with, maybe he cool, but he all right. But then my husband, like, well, so that's why I said maybe they got to have rules. But if my husband, he might start cheating because he want to be with his. Now she becomes a sad piece. You know
how
what I'm
can you cheat in a? See, that's what I'm saying. Y'all going into the open relationship with a single mindset. How can you cheat if it's open?
Just,
the meaning
because
of open,
guess
it
what?
Be
everybody
open.
Has because some just, type of guidelines. If that's the case, then you wouldn't be in no relationship.
But that's just like he went back to saying, just because the cheating part comes in. Say if we already had, like she said, the guidelines. If I already had a guideline set out that, okay, what Monday, happened? Wednesday, and Friday, this is this. Tuesday and Thursday, this is our time. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And then he lie and get with old girl on Thursday. Now you're fucking up and you're cheating.
Yeah, but you're in an open relationship.
But you're still... You're,
I understand
you're
a, he lying. He might lie to not hurt your feelings.
But hold on. You're violating the parameters of the open relationship is what I'm saying.
But
so that,
you
that's
don't what
lie
it's
in an
open
relationship.
Like,
you might as well be in a committed relationship.
That's the point.
That's the point.
Who lies in an open relationship?
That's crazy. That's why I'm open.
I'm telling you,
I know personally,
four different people, stop using me as your alibi.
Oh my God.
Oh, no.
No, no, no.
Before a black man didn't cheat, that was me. I'm with D. And then they be with their side chick. But then now they grew up and black men don't cheat no more. So they be with their wives.
Wow.
No, but these are people in an open marriage, open relationship allegedly, shouldn't have these issues. And if it's that good and it's open and everything's fine, why do you
and
need
you
me to be your alibi?
You still had the same problems.
Because of the, you know, my wife doesn't like this girl, but I'm still going to go see this girl. Or,
exactly.
You know, my husband doesn't like this guy, and I still want to go see this guy. It's a thing.
But you know what? I think it's really funny that this whole mantra is going on in the era of a culture of having multiple partners. You know what I'm saying? It's almost like a it's almost like an oxymoron. So you got everybody over here like, black men don't cheat. But then over here, you like, my girl got a girlfriend. Her should be like, like whirlwind. So
my thing like, wait, do whatever, whatever you make it. And when y'all, and see, y'all basing y'all open relationship opinions off of what you think an open relationship is. But guess what? Me and D. Jones' open relationship might be, okay, baby, you know, I don't want to know. I trust you. Just bring me no babies. Well, don't bring me no diseases.
I'm the type of dude.
And that's just that.
If I'm dating you.
Everybody's.
But if I'm dating you and I got another girl, she got to like you.
Okay, explain.
Like, if can we can cuss, right?
Yeah.
If I got a girl, you got to come eat her pussy before we can even do anything. My girl got to agree to this.
Okay.
You
okay.
see what I'm saying?
Okay.
So,
but see that's because you're trying to bring someone in.
No. I just want you to know who I'm dealing with.
I don't want to be in an open relationship with you motherfuckers because y'all don't know what the word open
means.
So
my whole thing is this. This is the parameter. But no, this is the parameter of what I believe it is. The whole point of open, like I've kind of heard it and discussed with, you know, people and things like that, is that it's an open as in like your communication and you can do and you can date and however you want. Like Dave was saying, I know couples who they don't want to know. I know couples who they do want to know.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm saying is, whether it's open or not, if you violate, it's almost like a contract. If you violate the terms of this contract, you are breach of the contract.
Right.
Same thing. If you violate the concept of the guidelines in this open relationship, regardless of however it is, these are the guidelines. Right. Like I said,
I know people that these relationships then, work.
No, I'm not. Hold on. I'm not saying they don't work or not. I'm just saying when I was talking about the cheating aspect, people still have that innate thing to cheat because you're in an open relationship, but you will still violate the guidelines of that open relationship because you got that, because it's something in people to just do shit. You
to just lie.
To just lie. That's
my point. Let me ask you another question because, like I said, this whole black man don't cheat thing is brand new, right?
Brand new. Stankin' new because y'all cheat.
So let's just say in the past 2 weeks, no black man has cheated. Mm. Let's just say that.
Okay.
Are y'all upset with this mantra that black men don't cheat?
No,
like, do
I
have
it.
Something
I,
against it?
I love
it?
The positivity about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, like, what's wrong with us doing something positive?
Okay, y'all
lying.
I mean,
with
it. You know what?
Y'all lying.
I said we ain't cheated in 2 weeks.
That's what's wrong.
I'm
y'all
tell
lying.
You.
Since
I'm
the song
drop.
Since the
song drop.
Since the album dropped last week. Ain't nobody cheated.
2 weeks. So give us that. Like, don't be so bitter. Like, give us
this.
We're
not
like,
bitter, but it's like a crackhead that's been smoking crack her whole life, and for 2 weeks she stopped smoking
well,
crack.
She got to try.
You
she
want
gotta
us to
try.
Believe
you
in
better
you.
Give her
I'm
a hand shake.
You
on my
still a crackhead.
Gotta start somewhere. So, and it's this week with the song. Black men stop cheating when that song.
Yes.
Every time. And that's what I'm saying. The damn song go off, they back to like, my girl got a girlfriend. Yo, Chevy Lee, like, we're, you know what I'm saying?
That's old. That's so 2016.
I'm just
we not cheating
so,
now.
But, okay, let me tell you something. And here's the thing. You single, D. Jones?
Right.
Single?
Yeah, I'm single.
So you can
I'm still fighting for the married dudes.
But here's the thing. I'm irritated with the ones that I know be on there like, black men don't cheat. Like, I got your number, though. I mean, I got
he
you.
Might have want to talk.
Can I just be honest? I have never met a man who doesn't cheat. A black man. Who,
I've never cheated on a girl I dated with. Never.
Really?
Never.
Oh, okay.
Well, I've been cheated on.
I just met one then.
Let me see.
She cheated on me with an NFL player. I was mad.
She should have.
She
should have
got me. Yeah, no, she cool. Just give me some J's. Like, if you're going to cheat with a nigga with money.
Get a signed jersey.
Yeah, like, come on. You know what I'm saying?
I just never seen it. So when you grow up in that and
you
around people and you ain't never seen it, they fathers or whatever. And, like, even what Ronnie was saying, okay, starting off with your father, like, he grew into that man. But you admitted that he still cheated. You know what I'm saying? So black men, either you gon' cheat,
my boy said he don't, and
well,
I know he don't
okay.
cheat. I know my boy don't cheat.
My cousin said this.
Mike Larry, does. I've seen women try to get in Mike.
Has he ever cheated? That's the question.
I
you don't
say,
know?
I, no,
you ain't
Mike's
with
a
that
good
man?
Dude. That's my brother.
We say
I know
black
Mike.
Men is the number one species.
I know at least four dudes I know has never cheated.
Wow.
Just four?
Okay.
Just four.
Yeah. I mean, I know there's Mary. I don't know that many Mary.
I don't know that many, but I know.
My uncle said he never cheated.
I know men that have gotten married, and when they got married, they stopped cheating. Now, before they got married, before they exchanged those vows, they might have been cheaters or whatever. But once they got married, some men take that seriously.
I don't, you know why I don't cheat? Because karma. I believe that whatever you do, gonna come back. And I couldn't take Like, if I go cheat, the thought of my woman going to cheat, mm-hmm. it broke me. I can't. That's why I never cheated.
Well, that's good. That's a good way to look at things. Yeah.
Well, I guess we have all gave our synopsis.
Sum it up. What you think? All black men cheat?
Absolutely. Not all, but black men cheat.
D. Jones.
Not all. I think okay, she bitter.
On. I'm definitely not bitter. I got a whole man. Been with him for 3 years. We got a good relationship.
Where he at right now?
At home. But guess what? But if he was to find, if I was to find out he was cheating, I wouldn't be surprised. I don't got no proof. But in my back of my mind, it's like, whatever. That's what y'all do.
I ain't happy with that, though.
You don't even trust him.
I trust him. I don't bother him.
Ain't no back of my mind.
I'm just not surprised.
Ain't no back of my mind.
That black man is faithful to you.
I am not surprised. Okay, can I say something?
You need to go home, cook, and get...
I do all that.
Twice a day.
Listen, we got somebody on Facebook that's chiming in. And that's two things that I was going to touch upon. Thank you, Mike Leary, and thank you, Wesley. Two great black men on here. Wesley said about cheating that sometimes black men, not black men, but men are socialized as children to like boys will be boys. Let mm-hmm. a man be a man. Mm-hmm. So sometimes they are socialized and it's socially acceptable for them to do it, just okay. like she was saying, it's in the back of my mind. You see what I'm saying? So somewhere it's the boys will be boys mm-hmm. and men will be men mentality where we kind of be like, okay, it's all right. You know what I'm saying?
Not it's all right.
Hold on. Not saying it's all right, but that expectation, it shouldn't even be an expectation. But the fact that it is an expectation lets us know that we kind of got that mindset of the boys will be boys. So Mike Leary says, I don't because of our covenant under God. That is very 100.
Come on, Mike. You better
preach. And to me, honestly, I think that's the guiding factor what keeps some men, not all, but some men from cheating.
No. All
that's
black men.
From, I said, some men.
For the past two weeks.
That's why I
ain't no black man cheated.
Since the song came out.
So basically, we have some. So to me, honestly, do I think people cheat?
Yes. Black men, not people.
Do I think black men cheat?
It's a difference between men and niggas. Yeah. It's a difference between men and niggas.
Thing. Here's the thing. You know what? That's a whole nother subject because I dated somebody. Because I dated somebody into the world. He could have been a nigga, but I guess it made him a man because he didn't cheat. You know what I'm saying?
Have y'all ever cheated?
Somebody didn't cheat. You don't know. You're not with that person every day. You have no idea what that man is doing.
According to my women's intuition, he did.
I don't feel like he cheated.
That's why I said according to my women's intuition.
He did not cheat.
Okay, I'm going to say this. And then because we said something earlier. We said niggas cheat. Black mm-hmm. men don't. But have y'all ever ran into a real good man? He takes care of home, the wife, the kids, the dog, got a great job. They got invested in properties. They doing everything. And he tip off from time to time?
Yes. Yes.
What does that mean?
That means he's being a man, but he's still taking care of home. It happened
in the past two weeks.
It happened.
Again, which goes back to my statement that men are socialized from the beginning that we believe in the back of our mind.
And that's true.
Okay,
listen.
Let a man be a man.
You're right. But we're trying to change the narrative.
And that's my whole point. Let's change the narrative. So, because we're going to sum it up. So, listen.
I'm listening.
Do black men cheat? Yes or no? D. Jones?
No.
Judge Miles, does black men cheat? Yes or no?
Yep.
Ronnie, do black men cheat? Yes or no?
No. I love my black king.
I love you, Ronnie.
Black men cheat. They might grow up, but y'all start out on some bullshit.
Period.
So listen.
anybody that say period cheats.
Yep.
So
okay, anybody that say period cheats.
Yeah, I used to be a cheater.
So so listen, I wanna cause this is gonna air tomorrow.
Okay.
And you can upload it. It's gonna be on iTunes. Everywhere to find podcasts. But you can go on Detroit Shipping Company.
Podcast Detroit.
And look for the City Kitty and listen to the show. D. Jones, do you have anything coming up that you want to plug?
I have a show, South Bend, Indiana, July 5th. I have a, I don't get booked no more. So that's it.
Because you're a cheater.
Judge Miles. Huh? Damn. And give me your social media, D. Jones. I'm sorry.
My social media is 313D Jones, 313D Jones on Instagram, Damian Jones on Facebook, Macadamia Nuts on Christian Mingle.
Okay. See what I'm saying?
Judge Miles, what do you got going on this week?
I really ain't got nothing going on, but I just want to leave everybody with this. For everybody that's going to be listening to it, make me a believer. Make Judge Miles a believer. If you guys say that black men don't cheat, show me. Stop coming in my inbox when you got a woman, a wife. Stop disrespecting her. Stop trying to make up excuses. Show me, because I ain't seen nothing different. So if you don't cheat, show me.
You should only be worried about one guy not cheating.
Ronnie, what you got coming up this week, baby?
What I got coming up this week? I am at the 810 Improv, I think.
Okay.
And Flint, D. Jones, Marcus, not D. Jones, J. Bell. J. Bell, Marcus, myself, and I think Marv Ross is on that show.
I think I'm going, though, so you can say D. Jones.
Okay, you want to ride?
I think I'm going to go.
Okay. And, but I'm really getting excited, y'all. Oh, I got a couple things on. I forgot. My birthday.
Woo!
My
birthday. Happy birthday.
My birthday is Monday. So Saturday, I'm having a little family fun at CJ Barrymore. Bring your kids. I have some fun. Don't bring all the kids because I'm only paying for a few of them. But, y'all can come. And then Sunday, I'll be celebrating at Chex versus Adidas.
Yeah, I'll
shout
be
out
here
to
too.
That. And Chex then versus Monday night, myself along with comedian Shiny D, we'll be having a birthday celebration and comedy show at Baker's Keyboard Lounge. And my big, big, big event that I have coming up, it is called Laughs on the Lawn, July 21st at the Drunken Chicken Wang. It's a backyard comedy show, y'all. It's going to be super, super dope. Vendors, 420 Friendly, Bill Hill, Simba Chanel, Anthony Jernigan, along with myself, y'all. So that's what I'm doing.
And what's your social media?
You can follow me. I changed all my shit, so I won't get me confused with the real Ronnie Chanel and all that stuff. Okay, so you can follow me, comedian Ronnie Chanel. That's Facebook. Instagram is just simply Ronnie Chanel, just Ronnie Chanel. Follow me on Instagram, y'all.
Okay, thank you, guys. Listen, follow me on Facebook at Melanie J _ MELANIEJ _comedy. Listen. Black men do cheat. Hey, I had a whole air out on the thing. So I'm just saying, it is what it is. Listen, tune in. Next week, we will have more topics, more guests. Stay tuned. If
Black
you want to know
cheat.
What's going on, you're going to have to find us. But listen, on Podcast Detroit, look for us tomorrow. City Kitties, holla.
Shout out to Meow.
And a hound dog.
Roof. Black men don't cheat.
That was a puppy.